It's Gurley Clark here, and my guest speaker is John Haynes from Te Ahu Library in Kaitaia. And of course, you all know he's a champion at doing the things around locally for our community, and of course, lets us know what's happening around for us to know the different organizations that happens at Te Ahu. Nano reira. Kia ora, John.
Oh, kia ora, Gurley. Yes, it's, as we were just saying informally, it's really nice to see a little bit of rain and hopefully a lot more before the day's out. We can all be thankful for that. You know, you and I have talked before about this informal dance practice that happens here at Te Ahu on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. with the Swiss couple. I noticed a note on the board today, next Tuesday, so those that are would be dancing, it's postponed. They must be away, and it'll be resuming on the 19th, Tuesday the 19th. That's all different sorts of dancing that they do. Something I wanted to mention, we've been playing with this idea for a while, and we finally pinned down a time for it. We're calling it Baby Day Out at the Library, and this will be Tuesday the 2nd of April from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning. And the idea, we got the idea, we saw a couple of mothers out here with really almost newborns, and we saw the mothers connecting, and we thought, what a great thing if we could bring together parents with young, really young children, you know, prior to ones that would go to daycare or anything like that, and just allow them to make connections, but also, of course, from our perspective, encouraging them to use the library, because, frankly, if you can get your children reading from day dot, they're going to do much better when it comes to a lot of things in life in today's world. It doesn't matter what it is that you do. I was speaking with someone the other day who has friends that they grew up with, and they're still illiterate, and their lives have taken some pretty nasty twists over time. And I'm not saying that that would be the case for everyone, but it's, you know, in our world, it doesn't matter what you do. Being able to read effectively is extremely helpful. And getting started as early as you can doesn't mean you have to read right away, and the Steiner system is school, and they don't start till they're seven. But if you can enjoy a book with an adult and learn the joy of that, then you'll be away. So I just want to reiterate that date is the 2nd of April, and that will be for parents with wee ones, and it'll be from 9:30 until 10:30.
Starting on the 2nd of April, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, another thing listening to you, John, I reckon with that, especially with young mothers and babies, and like you say, Te Ahu is an ideal place where the library is with the young babies and that. And, of course, you've got the cafe there, and a lot of mothers would sit there with a cup of coffee and then natter, and probably too, a lot of them, especially if they're new mothers, newly born, the first one, they like comparing questions and all that, and baby talks and all that with growing up. It's ideal, especially at the library there, for that. So if they start that, that'll be good, you know?
I think so too. You're right. It's about these young mothers connecting with each other, because they can learn from each other. They find out they're not alone in terms of having sleepless nights and all that stuff that goes with having a newborn.
That's right. Now, the other thing you were talking about, that one on Tuesday, is that the dancing couple,
isn't it? Yes, the tall Swiss couple that have been doing this for quite a while at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays in the banquet room. And I just noticed a note, a handwritten note saying, not next Tuesday the 12th.
Mm.
They must be away.
Okay. Right now, what's today? Thursday on Tuesday.
Today's Friday, and it's
Friday. Friday today.
I'm
correction.
Sure what day it is.
Just this week, I visited Te Ahu there in the banquet room. They had a function in there in the morning. It was from 10 a.m. till about 1-2 p.m. in the afternoon, and I got in there after 11:30. I came in there because I had been working. anyway, it was Women's Day, I think, International
That's
Day.
That's right, that's right.
Women's International Day. And I was asked the day before if I could pop in. Well, I've just walked in the door and then they handed me the mic. And I didn't know what on earth was I going to say. But I babbled on a bit and babbled on a bit. And then I realized there was a lot of people that was there, very young people that was at the function. But it turned out very good. So
excellent.
That was
excellent.
On Tuesday, I think.
Or Wednesday. Possibly.
Wednesday, yes. So that's what happened on that day. So it was International Day for Women.
Nice, nice.
Yes, so that happened at Yahoo too, John.
Absolutely. And a couple other things I wanted to mention. There's a chap,
Window.
Paul Sheriff, who's been teaching Tai Chi classes here for quite a while.
All right.
Really.
Have you got Tai Chi there?
Yes. And he's been doing that. You know, he learned from a Chinese master. He's been doing it for a long time. They came over. He and his wife came over from Queensland, I'm going to guess 2 years ago, something like that.
Mm.
And so he offers Tai Chi classes. I think it's 12 to 1 on Mondays and from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. on Wednesdays. And that's in the banquet room, same place where you went for the...
Yes. Wednesday, what time?
From 5:15 until 6:15 p.m.
Right.
Which means that people would enter via the way they would go to the cinema. That would be the entrance point, because the rest of the building is closed at that time.
Okay, that's another Tai Chi. It's getting quite popular, some of these other types of exercises you can do, you know. I tell you what's starting to grow in Muri Whenua itself, John, is what they call a midi midi program done in Māori. You know what I mean? They're rubbing their bodies and that with all these Māori medicines and that, you know? That's getting quite popular in all the areas around Muri Whenua.
I think that's great. I'm an advocate for looking after ourselves. And many years ago when I had my radio show, I interviewed an 87-year-old man who was a former dairy farmer, but he was living in America, responsible for co-authoring a couple of books called, I think, Nourishing Traditions was the one book. Basically, it was about natural health. And he said, you know, there's one thing that people can do when they're unwell is instead of reaching for a pill initially, I'm not saying that you shouldn't use them, but he said, first thing is ask themselves the question, what can I do to help myself?
Hmm.
And then he caught himself. This was the part that I thought was really interesting. He then said, oh, actually, the most important thing they can do is ask themselves what they can do to help someone else.
Hmm.
Now, that really struck me. You know, instead of getting too concerned about your own thing, if you can reach out and assist somebody else, you actually help yourself at the same time.
Oh, very good. Yes, you know, Tiahu has some very good functions that are going, and some of them are, it's quite impromptu.
Exactly.
I said, it just happens on the day. You just got to hear it, and then you're lucky.
That's the beauty of a community center. And of course, the other thing that I think everyone should be aware of, because it's been here for quite a while, is on Sunday mornings you have Church Unlimited, and that's... Well, they actually use quite a few different spaces in the building every Sunday. So that's something for people to be aware of.
Oh, is that any nationality, like any Christian faith uses it, do they?
Yeah, I think it's a Christian-based one. And the contact person for it is Alan Dow on 021-082-5525.
082-5525.
Oh.
Alan Dow.
Hmm.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't even know they use that.
See, there you are. This is something. There's a lot. I guess it's a good indication there's still a lot going on in our community and a lot of good things going on. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention that I just received a brand new book, a library book, on my desk this morning, And I thought, this is something to share with people. This book is in my hands because I requested the libraries purchase it. And anyone can do that. If they have a, it's got to be a newish book. We will only buy books that have been published in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a book that they can't find in the library, they can ask that we buy it. And we will consider that. We won't make a promise, but we would let them know whether we've chosen to buy it or not. And if it is a newly published book, in most cases, we will purchase it. So it's a great, you know, because we have the purchasing for libraries is done around the district by various librarians who are responsible for different genres of books. So, for instance, here in Te Ahu, Helen purchases books for children and young adults. And someone else might purchase adult nonfiction, and somebody else would purchase adult fiction. Punawai here purchases children's DVDs, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So, but the point is that they don't know everything, you know, and so if there's something that you know of and we haven't got it, ask us to buy it, and we just might very well do that.
All right. So you've got a new book right on your hands at the moment, have you?
I do. It's by Corbin Addison, and it's called The Garden of Burning Sand. And I love this man's books. He's a former lawyer who's turned into a novelist, and he writes books that shine the light on issues in the world that tend to just get ignored. For instance, there's still slavery in some factories in Asia, for instance, and one I read was about the hijacking of a sailboat with a man and his son on it. And it had to do with, and what he's trying to do is show that when people do, quote, bad things, they're not always doing them for bad reasons. They're doing them in response to the discrepancy that life is throwing them. I just think, and every book that he writes, he's got a place in the back that tells you where you can support different organizations that in turn support people that do have difficulties in life. So that's pretty cool. That man's name is Corbin Addison, the author.
Corbin Addison.
Addison, A-D-D-I-S-O-N. I love his writing. It's just good stuff.
All right, Garden of the Burning Sands, eh?
The Garden of Burning Sand. And the first book that he wrote was eventually, as far as I know, I didn't see it, but I read the book. It's called Walk Across the Sun. And that was based on the life of two girls who lost their parents in the 2004 tsunami. They were in the south of India. And then the things that happened to them as events unfolded. It was a really, really good book. And I think they made it into a movie.
Oh.
Walk Across the Sun.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And is that book in your library?
You bet it is.
Oh, okay. Very good. Oh, well, these are two books that'll be very interesting to people that wants to get hold of.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, lovely, John. We've covered quite a bit this morning. So no doubt.
We have, Gurley.
Yes, we did. So very good. And we'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great. And everyone enjoy the rain.
Yes, lovely. It's coming down now.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gurley.
Take care.